Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick. I recently heard a story about a guy who took out a hit on his partner.
What was the motive?
Too much talk about soccer. Okay, it's Tuesday. We're in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
I apologized to you earlier, Patrick, when you arrived. This won't mean anything to listeners because this is all audio.
That's only engaging
one of the senses on the podcast. But for us, with the all the senses engaged,
yeah,
the basement is starting to smell a little musty.
It smells a little like wet spring here in Northern Virginia. Yeah, it's been very rainy.
Very rainy.
It's going to continue, unfortunately, over the Mother's Day weekend.
And I apologize for that. I'm going to have to get some air fresheners or something in here. There's no leaks or anything.
No.
It's just
feels tight.
It's all the moisture in the ground and in the foundation out there that's just causing this basement to...
It's got to go somewhere.
Get a little stanky. So we'll see. A little ripe, as they would say.
Yeah, it's not a Smell-O-Vision podcast, so...
Not yet.
No.
We're working on patrons only.
That's right. We actually send you a smell, which you probably
don't
want.
Scratch and sniff. That's right. Is that how that works? On the newsletter.
Yeah, on the centerfold of the newsletter, scratch and sniff. Sorry.
All right, let's move on. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And on this episode, we... have some listener picks for new music.
Yeah.
And the last couple of months, we've gotten some really nice recordings sent to us. Voice recordings from Stephen Routledge out in Scotland.
It's amazing.
Although, as we learn in this recording, he's not actually Scottish.
No, he's not.
We're going to get to that. That's going to be part two of the recording.
Mm-hmm.
But let's play the first part of the recording where he talks about music now.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. It's Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for April. Because of the great taste of my fellow RTS listeners, there could be some overlap. Some that others might mention, hopefully some will be fresh to everyone's ears. First up, and I know I'm not the only metalhead out there in the RTS universe, so I think this will find some appreciation, even if it is out with the normal style of music that's predominantly featured on the show. My first choice is Redefined by a band called As I Lay Dying. It's punishingly heavy, but it's got a really nice melodic chorus. The fact that this band is even making music is amazing given their story of the last few years. Lead vocalist and frontman Tim Lambesis, he was caught trying to hire a hitman to kill his wife back in 2013. Unfortunately, that hitman was an undercover policeman, so he subsequently went to prison, since been released, and he's got back together with his former bandmates. They posted a YouTube video when they got back together with all the band discussing how they felt, what went wrong and all this kind of stuff. It was pretty brutal to watch because they pulled no punches and they didn't try and sort of gloss over the fact of what had happened. It makes the lyrics in the song, Some Things Can Never Be Erased and From Our Failures We Are Refined, very apposite. On a side note, whilst Lambesis was in prison, the remaining members formed a new band called Woven War with Shane Blay from O Sleeper, and they put out a fantastic self-titled debut, called Woven War. That was the name of that band. Second album was less impressive. I was fortunate enough to see them in a very small venue down in London. Absolutely amazing. I got to chat with one of the guys from the band afterwards as well. Anyway, I digress. Check out Redefined by As I Lay Dying. It gets more melodic as it goes along, so bear with it, even if it is a long way from Teenage Fan Club. My next choice was completely new to me, and much like Oddity Road back in February, the Killer's influence runs strong in this one. The choice is Alex Leahy, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's L-A-H-E-Y, but the song is called Am I Doing It Right? It's got a great melody, big chorus, some 80s stylings in there as well. I'm not quite sure how I managed to miss this Australian so far, but her song was one of the highlights of April for me. Got a cover this month as well. Well, I suspect that this may feature possibly even in Jim or Patrick's best of April lists. But Jay Maskus from of Dinosaur Jr. and was solo work fame, but obviously most famous for his work with Dinosaur Jr. Covering Tom Petty's Don't Do Me Like That. It sounds exactly as you'd expect it to, and that is a really good thing. Another classic artist who still clearly has the knack is the great Nick Lowe. I know there's a minor French horn thing on the podcast, and his new track, whilst it doesn't feature that instrument, is written around another member of the brass family. The song's called Trombone, and it's another classic late period Nick Lowe song that covers heartbreak, but has a jaunty and catchy tune. I can almost imagine Neil Diamond playing this on Hot August Night. It has that kind of feel and song structure to it. But my final choice this month is the one that really got me, and I suspect it may have got a few of the other listeners as well, but it's Light Years from The National, from their upcoming new album. They're one of the best bands of the last 10 to 15 years, I think. And this is another ballad from them that isn't really a ballad, but it does the mournful and uplifting thing that only they do so well. It's a really difficult sort of thing to pull off, but they do it over and over again, capturing two opposite emotions within the same song. It's just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So I'm sure there'll be quite a bit of love out there for that. That'll do it for my music report this month. Following on from last month with Jenny Lewis, I've got tickets with my wife. We're going to see her in Edinburgh in July, so I shall send a gig report in afterwards to let you know how that goes.
All right, so thank you.
Yeah, Stephen, as always.
Keep these coming.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
It's wonderful.
Stuff.
We love it. A couple things. We did talk about the song Trombone from Nick Lowe just a couple weeks ago on episode 595, so people can go back and listen to that.
Mm-hmm. This is one of your new music picks for April.
One of my picks, and I do really love it. It's a great song. It's one of those songs that sticks in your head. You hear it one
it really
time,
does.
And it's like it's with you for the day. So we don't need to discuss that anymore today. Right. We'll get to the cover later. So let's go to the other three. What do you know about As I Lay Dying? That crazy story about the hitman.
That's it. I mean, that's basically what I know is from that story when it made kind of the rounds in the news, and sad story, but it's a, you know, glad to hear that time served and, you know, he's out and making music again. So hopefully his mind has been straightened out.
Well, my understanding from what Stephen was saying was he tried to hire a hitman.
Kill his ex-wife.
Right. Yeah. So she's okay.
She's okay.
Okay.
Nobody
good.
Was harmed during this story. That's right.
Because it turned out that the guy he was trying to hire was undercover.
Setup. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that might make sense as to why he was managed to serve his time in this time frame.
That's right.
And be released.
Yeah.
And then the band takes him back.
That's right. It's kind of amazing. Like, yeah. And they continue making music.
All right. So here's that music. This is Redefined.
Punishingly heavy. You had it right. Yeah, absolutely. And burrowed vocals in there. So hard to make out on first listen, at least.
It's a little different from his Nick Lowe pick.
Yeah, it is. Or Teenage Fan Club, as he pointed out.
That's right. Now, the next one he mentioned was Alex Leahy.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with
this
artist?
No, not at all. How about you?
I am not at all. And it sounds like he wasn't until recently either.
Great. Yeah.
Australian, I think he said.
Yep.
The song is called Am I Doing It Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we ask ourselves that all the time.
I'm
Okay, Alex Leahy, yeah. And that is a song off an upcoming album from Alex, I believe. Mm-hmm. She is on the Dead Oceans label.
Ah, that's right.
By the way.
Mm-hmm.
Good label. And do you know the band Paramore?
Yes.
At all? Are you familiar with them?
Absolutely.
It reminds me of Paramore.
Oh, that's a good shout, Jim. Yeah, I can definitely hear that. Mm-hmm.
I like the way the chorus has that big swell to it. That big, you know, the verses are a little bit more stripped back, uh-huh. and then the chorus has like a big sound.
Right.
Coming, right.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a really good call. And it's got a little bit of that pop punk foundation when it gets into the chorus and the hooky part. Yeah. That's really, really well said. I think that's right on. And cool. It looks like Alex is going to be touring all over the world this summer. So. Try to catch her August 22 in Washington, D.C. at U Street Music Hall.
Okay, and then one more here from Steven, The National.
Okay.
I did not know The National had new music out. This song is called Light Years.
You were waiting outside for me in the sun, laying down to soak it all in. Before we had to run, I was always 10 feet behind you. From the start, didn't know you were gone. Till we were in the car, oh, the glory of it all was lost on me. Till I saw how hard it'd be to reach you. I would always be light years away from you. Light years away from you.
I gotta say, I just really like the eclecticism in Steven's picks.
Me too, here, man. You know? Absolutely. Very, very eclectic, and throwing in a cover of Tom Petty by Jay Mascis is doing it as well.
We're going to get to that. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get to one more listener.
Okay.
Tom Neuerberg.
Ah, Thomas.
He sent us a tweet and he says, new music? How about the two EPs that Broken Social Scene dropped about 2 weeks ago?
Wow.
I love that band. Love. He puts that in all caps.
Big letters.
I love that band. The new music was a complete surprise to me, reminding me of the pre-internet days when you go to a record store and bam, there was a new release.
Amazing
Give it
feeling.
A listen. So I must admit, Broken Social Scene is not a band I'm that familiar with. I know when we talked with Dan Mangan, he talked them up. They're a Canadian band, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a big fan? Do you know a lot about them?
You know, I know two of their records that I really liked. First of all, the one that came out in 2017, I believe I have that correct, Hug of Thunder, I think it was their last major one, was one I really liked. And then going back to 2002, You Forgot It in People was another one I really liked. But it was just kind of a thing where I didn't go back and get all their albums, you know, Jim. So there definitely have been some that I've missed. But as, you know, Dan said, the arts and crafts label is really important in Canadian indie rock. And there's a lot of different people and a lot of bands that kind of circulate in and out of Broken Social Scene. So they're really like an important stalwart kind of indie rock band that really carries the flag for a lot of creators and artists in Canada. And the stuff I've heard from them, I really like.
Okay.
It's basically a way to put it. I don't think I've heard anything that I didn't like from them.
They've just kind of missed them. I don't know. But I will get caught up here. But let's today talk about the two EPs that they've put out. They put out two of them.
I had this no year idea
called,
either. Yeah.
Called Let's Try the After, Volumes 1 and 2.
Okay.
And they're each five tracks. So you really got like a full album
That's
worth
cool.
of material
mm-hmm.
here. Let's hear a song from Volume 2 called Can't Find My Heart. All right.
Oh,
All right, very poppy.
Yeah, very cool. I mean, they do a lot of different kinds of things depending on who's working with them at that given time. And mainly, you know, Kevin Drews, the founder, Brendan Canning, and Justin Paroff are the three guys who've, you know, since the early 2000s kind of been with the band the whole time. And so that's kind of cool. I like what I've heard, as I said, and I'll check these out because I do enjoy what they've done. They've also done a lot of soundtrack work, which is interesting too. And there's a book about the band I'm just reading here. So that's kind of interesting. I'm going to have to get that because I love books.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're going to talk.
This book is broken.
We're going to talk books later this week.
Yeah, we are. Right? I can't wait.
All right. Okay, so here's what we're going to do for the rest of this episode.
Okay, this is going to be cool.
When Steven sent us that audio file, he kind of went off in the second half of it talking about sports.
He did.
And things like that. So we're going to play that at the end of the episode where we would normally put like a little Easter egg thing. That's what this is going to be.
That'll be it. So that's cool. It's going to be a little longer egg, a bigger one.
That's right. So if you want to listen to a little bit of sports talk, which we found really entertaining,
I think you'll find something really interesting in there too.
Listen to that. If you're not a sports fan or you don't care or you only tune in, you know, for the music, then fine. You can drop out at that point. Yeah. But before then, we'll play the cover song. We'll play out with the cover song Jay Mask is doing Don't Do Me Like That.
Can't wait.
Please listen to the show regularly.
Every day.
If you want to contribute new music that you like, you can email rock@suburbspod.com or you can call and leave a message 612-440-1984. Or you can find us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. All right. Here's the cover. And then you're going to hear more from Steven discussing sport. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
I was talking with a friend of mine. Said a woman had heard his time. Told him that you love him so. Turn around, let him go. Then he said, you better watch your step. Or you're gonna get hurt yourself. Someone's gonna tell you lies. Cut you down a side. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. What if I love you, baby? Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Someday I might need you, baby. Don't do me like that. Listen, honey, can you see? Maybe you'd bury me. If you were in the public eye, giving someone else a try. And you know you better watch your step, or you're gonna get hurt yourself. Someone's gonna tell you lies, cut you down inside. Don't do me like that.
Onto slightly more lighthearted matters with Scottish football. As you may notice from my accent, I'm not Scottish, despite living in this beautiful country. My wife is Scottish, and whilst I love Scotland and almost all things Scottish, the bagpipes being an exception, I think they're an instrument of torture invented to punish the English. But my love for Scotland doesn't extend to wishing Scotland well at football, rugby, or indeed any sport where we don't compete as Great Britain. The rivalry is long, and so to see the Scots national team floundering badly brings me nothing but joy, to be honest, as each England exit from the World Cup and European Championships brings joy to most of Scotland. So it's a two-way street, and there's much banter and ribbing that goes on about that. But hey, at least we can get knocked out of the Championships because we're qualified. So anyway, we'll leave that little barb there. To be honest, though, I gave up on football or soccer, as you guys would call it, a few years back. Too many games, many of which are of little or no consequence to me. You can watch football every night of the week if you want most of the year, and it's just ridiculous. It becomes meaningless. There's too much money. There's too many players rolling around when they're not hurt. West Ham is my team, and I used to go and watch them when I lived closer to London, which is where I'm originally from, but they managed to lose me as well after they started getting ideas above their station and moving from Upton Park, which is a great atmospheric stadium. You're really close to the pitch, to the Olympic Stadium, which is not atmospheric, and you're not close to the pitch. These days, and for the last 3 years or so, I've been closely following the NFL after I saw one of the Wembley games on the BBC. Jim will be pleased to hear that I decided to follow the Browns. That was on the basis that they only won one game in the first season that I really followed them, the 1-16 season. And I figured, well, they couldn't get any worse, they'll have to get better. But they didn't. They probably got worse going 0-16 the next year. But I did at least get to see them live that season, in the 0-16-16 season, at Twickenham when they played the Vikings. They were leading at half time before going on to lose. as he did every game, notoriously that season. So, but things are looking up for this year, what with Baker Mayfield, OBJ now on board, Miles Garrett, Denzel Ward, Nick Chubb and the rest. So let's go rounds. Okay, I think I really must call it a day there. Getting far too long. Thanks for putting up with my ramblings, and keep rocking the suburbs every day.